Today's share is being sponsored by a mach of Swisher Zeichen Nishmas, Yeyosh Ben David of Ashalon. Since we're holding right soon right before Hanukkah, this week and next week we're talking Yoni Hanukkah. Everyone knows the famous Kasha, Sambay Shaitsev, why we're Misakin 8 days Hanukkah. They found a pach shemen that rested for one day, and it burned for 8 days. So l'chura, Hanukkah should only be 7 days, and not 8 days. And many tzurutim that are said about this, they even special tzvorim miyuchad printed about this kasha. So we're not going to talk about this kasha. We'll talk the opposite. The opposite. The Shiloh just the opposite. Why is there 9 days Hanukkah? Sveika Diyema. The next was for 8 days. The Chayyah should be, and Chutzot should be 9 days. That's Sveika Diyema. Where do you get to say this from? There's a Mordechai in the beginning of Masechta Megillah. The Mordechai asked the Kasha. They gave Purim. He asked, why isn't there 2 days of Purim? Imagine 2 days of Purim. Would you have to go through a Purim? Yeah. Depends for who. The Gavaltik depends for who. So 2 days Purim. So Chayda, why don't you read the Megillah? Write the Megillah, Yudalad, and Tezvav. Our Tzafik Bisman is there. Like 2 days Yantif. The Chutzvot, you have 2 days Yantif. So why isn't it 2 days by Purim? So the Mordechai answers, Mordechai is the beginning of the Sechtes Megillah. The answer answers, because maybe Yudalad is the real day. Kaveh Bizmanei. So Mela, if you read the Megillah on Tezav also, you'll be over Yisrael Layavar. You're not going to go past it. Layavar. Even though you read it ready, still there's Yisrael Bataisif. So you're not allowed to Layavar, you have Yisrael Bataisif. And if you say there's no Issa about Taisif, but since it's Nazmat Kriya, Nazmat Kriya, there's still to be Issa, since it's Muhammad Kriya, and that's not Shaykh over here, since you've already, you dealt with the Karuda Kaday and you can't read anymore. That's what the Mordechai says in the beginning of Sechtes Gila. So the Pirish on the Mordechai is called Bigdi Yesha, and Aitai, he says, what does the Mordechai mean to say? That the Mana Shach, you now to read the Tezvav. If you say Yudal is the real day reading, so Mela on Tezvav, the be about Taisif. And then since you say Yudal, that Krizna Yudalad, so it's also it's Layavad, because maybe yesterday was the real day to read. Of a Stam Yantav, regular Yantav Shaini, Yaladaka, because it's a Layavad. Of a Vigil doesn't say Layavad, so Mela, Vangila, since my guilt says lo yavar, so mele you now to have 2 days yontif. However, the regular yom tivim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you have 2 days yontif. That's shvekah d'yayma. But Purim you can't because it says lo yavar. So answer lo yom mizrachi. So one is, I don't know if he's a rishon, but it's close to a rishon. Lo yom mizrachi has a pirish on the smag. The end of mitzvah says, in my print the smag is page mem zayin, the different prints of the smag. The end of a mitzvah say, he brings down this Mordechai, and he says, according to his Bechayah Chanukah, why don't you light 9 days? Instead of 8 days, you should light 9 days, at Tzveika D'Yayma. Because you see, the Mordechai holds Mikid in Yishoso, Megillah Shoso in 2 days, at Tzveika D'Yayma. Just because I pour him, it says, well, Yahava, that's why he can't. But by Hanukkah, it doesn't say any Yavar, so Mela, you should light 9 days at Sveika D'Yayma. And you can't say Teretz, that's only Yantiv, which is Minatayah at Sveika D'Yayma, but Din Rabbanan, you don't say this. Why? Because Purim is all Mitzchilas is Rabbanan. And the Mordechai asks, why don't you light 2 days? And there he gives the Teretz for Yavar. But over here, by Hanukkah, not Chayes that Teretz. So therefore, he asks the Kasha, L'chaira, why not Chanukah should be 2 days after Sfeik V'yayma. And you blame Tzorchiyin. Why isn't it Chanukah instead of 8 days, 9 days? Other people who said in the beginning of Sakasha should be only 7 days. So there are many truths said on that. But here we're going the other way around. Why don't we say Chanukah is 9 days after Sfeik V'yayma?
Why is there an issue of Le'yavar if you're did it on the 14th? You're just adding an additional. It's not
Le'yavar. No, precisely Le'yavar, Moshe Tezayin. It's only in the Eretz Yisrael. If they read on Tezvav, it says you're not only Tezayin, because Le'yavar. There's a possibility of Le'yavar. Once you have a Kvudik a day, and you read it that day, you can't go. You can't make it up the next day.
Next time?
No, you can't. And then there's a Shaila in Bal Taisif. Okay?
Is this
because...
What? Le'yavar is better here than saying the Rabbanan, because that's why you don't say...
But Yavar tells it's Asa. Yavar is about Taisif. Yeah, because it's about Taisif. But Chanukah, you don't have that Teret, so maybe it's by Kasha.
Maybe it's because Yuma.
Huh? We'll talk about it. We're going to get into that. Okay, good. We'll get into that. Yes.
Yeah,
nine candles, right? Imagine you come out of stock today, nine candles. You put all the people in there, in a big business. You have to buy
the
what? Why? Just like in the Eimer. And 2 days Shavuot, 2 days Shavuot, you say brachos. You call it that, you say brachos. The vatolos and soul things. No one has that kasha. What?
Maybe it should be eight all over again without a bracha.
But I'm just saying, I'm just telling you, this is what the Berzach has a kasha, and it's a shtak a kasha. David Ram, the emissary of Ram, and Seda, Advokas Nechanaka, he brings out Mishem Baal Itam, that has a kasha. He has the same kasha as a Beryl Mizrahi, and he says to the Tarkis. He says, Chaka Sukkis, Sminatera. So Chazal will mock the on Sveikai. Because today, you're not Mekadesh al-Pi-Ariya. Today we have Cheshbonis and so on. That's what we have 2 days. Of a Chanukah, which is Rabbanan, they said the 8 days of Chanukah, and they said also the Cheshbon of Meilodais. So Meila, there was never suffering. So Meila, that's why it's only 8 days. However, according to the Rabbi, it comes out, when the time when they were Mekadesh, it's only told them only time they were in Kabbalah Piriya. But if they were Kaddish, so therefore, it's only 8 days. Of his mind, they were in Kaddish al Piriya, they went to Shluchim to go out, and from Kermit al Chaykim and Esesal, the Shluchim would get there, then Taka, according to Ram, they had 9 days Chanukah. There was a time, let me finish. The time in Chanukah, that when they were Kaddish al Piriya, Chanukah was 9 days. That's what Ram says. There was 9 days. And if you look in the two Yevon, so Yevon in Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yitches Amud Beis, he says, it's not Poshet. Chanukah and Purim, a time when there was the Mekadesh al Piriya, the Shluchim didn't get there, there were 9 days, there were 2 days Chanukah, there's a 2 days Purim, and 9 days Chanukah. That's what the Yevon says clearly. What? So what? But the Shluchim didn't get there. The Chafei, but some people were further. So half a PK, there was 2 days.
What happened to Lo Yavar by Purim?
By, huh?
He said Purim, he said also
in the
2 days. What happened to
Lo Yavar? He doesn't hold the Svar of Morcha, Lo Yavar. So they made Chanukah 9 days and Purim 2 days. And you don't say Sofer Yabon Lekula, we're cut up in Riyah. And not only that, same thing speaks out to Mechaz Chinach. Mechaz Chinach, a mitzvah shenar of Oizvav, he says clearly, the time when the Kasha Piriya, Purim was 2 days, out Tzvek of the Yayma, and Chanukah was 9 days. And the same thing, let me finish, same thing, in Oiz Tess, in Mechaz Chinach, a mitzvah shenar of Oiz Tess, he brings down to Yevon already. In Eitzvah, he doesn't quote to Yevon, it says on his own. But in Eitzvah, he writes closer to Yevon. And the same thing speaks out to Chavaz Das. You hear? The Chavaz Das says, in Yeredeya, Simit Kufyud, the end of Beis HaSafik, Seif Sifkot Nechav, He says that since we became a Kri Diacha, we're on to Chashim Rato Kukuloi, they want Misakin 2 days, like Purim, Chanukah, and Tanesim. And same thing, Lulav is not Nittel on the 8th day, which is Shmini Atzeres, for the same reason. Because of Kri Diacha, survives in the time we're not Kri Diacha, then the halacha is that you have 2 days Yontif. You have 2 days of Chanukah and 2 days of Purim. So if I just call like that, that there was 2 days when it was Kasha Piriya, it was 2 days. What?
Today will do. You did not say to be on today. Today will.
It's meaning on the same day.
So why don't the same day go there then? On Chanukah and Purim also.
Before that's when you are. We did say that when you Kasha Piriya. That's today. But there was a time that we Kasha Piriya. There was a time, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah.
For one thing I'm saying, but today, just like we still keep a Sveg of Yoyim, a Sukkot, Pesach, and the Shavuot, we should still keep it for Chanukah and Purim. What's the difference?
Because this is not Darabonim. If it's the right, there's one thing. We'll get to that more. But you see, when you were Kaddish Al Piriya, we're trying to get to the time when the Kaddish Al Piriya, there used to be.
You
don't say Midaino. The question is on Sveikas, do you say it or not? We'll get to that soon. But anyway, but right now, we're saying now, the Chilek with Kaddish Al Piriya, if the Kaddish Al Piriya Malah dies, so on Din Rabbanu, you don't say Sveikas the Yema. But in Kaddish Al Piriya, so there was a time, Dr. Tuyevan, and the Chavis Das, and Vaisis when I drum, this talk of 9 days. Those 9 days was Hanukkah. However, according to the Mordechai, that comes out according to Avadrom. However, according to the Mordechai, the whole time Purim you don't make 2 days because it says Lo Yavar. So Ba'arif is not shocked this time. They used to make 2 days. Even when they won the Kasha Piriya. And then when Kasha Picheshben Meladis also, according to the Mordechai, there should be, still the Kasha comes back, there should be 2 days according to the Mordechai even today. According to Avadrom, it's only when you Kasha Piriya, there were 2 days. And when Kasha Piriya, since we have a Kriya Sechadish, you don't have we say we don't say Gemma Darbonim. But according to the Mordechai, he didn't say that because he's talking about Purim. Purim is Darbonim. And still he credits me today. So you see, even in time when you do Kaveya, Alpi Cheshbon, it doesn't make a difference. It should be 2 days like the Yema. So it comes out according to Avdram Hashem Sefer when the Kasha Puriya, Emzah Chanukah was 9 days. And Zman Kacha, they might have, it was only 8 days. However, according to the Mordechai, there's no not gemina zman kisha piriya kasha pimaylet. There should be 9 days to shiz atzved yema. So the kasha of all mizrachi it turns back. The bismana is there. Why don't we have 9 days of Chanukah atzved yema? Think the shaka kasha. Yes, it's a very strong kasha. The knesset agdela in Erechayim. It's also close to Rishonim, not a Rishon, but close to Rishonim. The Knesset Agdela in Erechayim, Simen, Tofresh, Peches, Nechifurim. He said, bring down this Kasha. And he says, according to this Kasha, you have to say Pshat, the Mordechai, as what that, the Mordechai says, the Tam Yav is not Ikatam. It's Tam Eteretz, but it's not Ikatam. And Ikatam is, by Mitzvah Drabanan, you want Achashe Sveke Diyema. I the Mordechai Kasha by Purim says the Purim is different than Chanukah. Why? Because the Purim is Medime Kabbalah. It's Medime Kabbalah. It's a higher level. It's close to Deraisa. So Mela did such a Svek in Yema. So the Mordechai Kasha is a good Kasha. But Chanukah, since all the Rabbanim to start off, like you mentioned, is all the Rabbanim to start off with. So Mela, we don't say Svek in Yema. The Bika Yosef. That's what Knesset Agdela says. Beke says it in Furla, Beke Yosef, in Simon Tarfresh Ayan, in Sif Cotton Days, the Beke Yosef says this test, go from the Mordechai, Shani Megillah, he himself asks Kasha, Beke Yosef, from this Kasha, he says, because Megillah is Medivik Kabbalah, and Medivik Kabbalah, then you can correct Sveki Yom, because Daima to Minatayah. So just like all Yom Taim, you have Sveki Yom, you have 2 days, so the Kasha is also Purim Shota, have 2 days. Of a Chanukah, it's like the Chidah, which is the Chidah, so the Rabbanu won Chayshish for a Sveika. And the Bikiyasa says, what I say, this chilut is emesa gemara mufreshes. The gemara menachas. The gemara menachas, samachesan bay, says, Rapapa and Afuna breda reshua. Achli chadash water shitsa nagashivsa. They ate chadash at the night of the 17th. They want chash tzvek of the yema. Why? So Gemara says, can you hold chadash v'chutzot v'etz jabanan? And a tzveka, we're not chashin. The Gemara says, and tzveka lechashinan. By din d'rabanan, you're chashin. So the Chidah says, I have a call right, foolish Gemara, by din d'rabanan, not chashin, for the chadash, in etz itself, the raisa. The chutzot v'etz, the most of it is d'rabanan, according to most Paiskim. So maybe since it's d'rabanan, in chutzot, the whole makar is d'rabanan, so maybe a tzveka lechashinan. So you see, my foolish, that the by din d'rabanan, you're not chashin, it's tzveka. And the Bikiyasa says even further. Bikiyasa says over there in Tafei Shain, Sifkon Beis, the Bikiyasa is Maisif, and he says, this is all talking that only the mitzvah, mitzvah, the whole mitzvah is Rabbanan, starts out as Rabbanan, like Hanukkah. However, by mitzvah, which is Ikiv min HaTorah, then with Chayashish, even by the Rabbanan, it's like the Yoma. And the Gersa brings a raya from this, a strong raya. He brings a raya from Taisus and Sukkah and then Zayin Alaf. Taisus and Sukkah says, Esa Kasha, why don't Lulav, you, the raya is the first day, or second day, second yama. But the rest of the night of Lulav is Rabbanan, it's all Rabbanan. So the Taisa asks Akasha, why don't you on Shmini Atzeres, which is the eighth day of Sukkot, why don't you on Tzveka the Yoma, Taisa asks Akasha, why don't you let the Lulav? So Taisa gives the Teretz that they didn't want to, you should let the Lulav Misafik, since it's very young of Shmini Atzeres, and it's Mutz, Shadow for Mutz, it's Mutz to Mutazo. And also it's Mimka Milsa, there's Mine in that Mimka Shachar, it looks like a weekday. So Mela, that's why. They want Naito. So Chaya, that's the Taisik is a test. That's why on Shmini Atzeres you're not going to do the Tzvek of the Yayma. So the Chidah is, the Chaya, why didn't Taisik is a more Poshe Teretz? Since it's Tzvek of the Rabbanan, you're not Chayshish. So he says the reason why not Taisik is that Teretz, because Lord, the Ikiz Min HaTorah, the first day is Min HaTorah. So in the Ikiz Min HaTorah, then even the following days of the Rabbanan, we still say, we're Chayshish Tzvek. Chay Chayshish Tzvek of the Yayma. That's why Tosfos wrote a different reason. And the same thing, you could say a Teretz to Gabi Sfiras Ayma. Sfiras Ayma, it's Yidua, the Balamor, is the Kasha, the famous Balamor, the end of the Sefer Pesachim. The Balamor, is the Kasha, why don't you count Sfiras 2 days of Tzvek of the Ayma? Tzvek of the Ayma. Here's the Kasha. There are many Jutsim said, you can't count Matam Safik. Other people say different Jutsim, whatever it is. So Zakta is Zakta the Balmar says why count to Tzvek the Yayma. The reason why yes is Kasha, because Sfiras Ayma, the Ikka is Minatayah. Because if the Ikka was Minabanan, he wouldn't even have the Kasha start up because he says Sefer Rabbanan Kuli, he don't count. But since it's a Shalda Raisa, that's why Balmar is his Kasha. Interestingly, the Abe Nachal. A very choshev sefer, the Kadman, the Abba Nachal, says, why is there 8 days of Hanukkah? Really, it should be 7 days. Also, we mentioned in the beginning of Shir that Beis Yosef is Kasha. Why is there 7 days Hanukkah? The first day was not Pach HaShemen for 1 day, so show me 7 days Hanukkah. Zok to Abba Nachal, why do you have 8 days? That's Tzvek of the Yoma. That's Tzvek of the Yoma. Good for this reason. Because the Tzvek of the Yoma, so man, it was stuck in 8 days. So he takes the Kasha of the Beis Yosef and he used it for the 9 days. It should be only 8 days. Oh, however, according to what? 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 Well, that's a soul.
It should be seven.
Right, so that's what it is. So, why in the so he said, the Sakana was only for 7 days. It's only day out Tzvek of the Yoma. Then it's stuck in 8 days. However, according to this, according to Setul, now you don't have to come on to this because I didn't know Abanan. You don't say Sveika. You don't say Sveika the Yoma. Okay, that's it for that topic. All right. So my sedin is no svek liyami. Can't have 9 days Hanukkah. Okay. That's the more Himush of the Keteretz. Okay. All right. Next topic. Lighting the candles. Is that a chiv on everybody? Or on the... Hold on, everybody in the house? Or just the Baal Bais himself? The Gemara on Shabbos. Very interesting shayla. The Gemara on Shabbos. In the Chol Fal from Beis. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Chanukah, Nevi Shebeisai. Yechir Tzad Chanukah, Nevi Shebeisai. The Mahajan, Nevi Lecholecha Ve'echad. And then it says, the Mahajan and Ahajan, the Shammai Yomim, Yomisha Madrik Shmaina. The Shammai holds that you light 8 candles the first day of Chanukah. Mikam Ve'ela, Perfect Rises. Then you write 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You go, you Perfect Rises. That's Lashon HaGemara. They still write the opposite. Yamisha Madagachas. First day light one, you go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You come Eilach, Maitzav Eilach. That's the Gemara. The Mechaber says in Tarkesh Ayin Aleph Siv Beis. This is a Lashon Mechaber. Kama Neres Madag. How many Neres do you light? The Laila Misha Madagachas. The first day light one, you come Eilach, Maitzav Eilach. Like the Silo. Each day you add another candle. Echad b'chol laila. Every year on one every night. Ad shebel achem yishmoyen. Leil achem yishmoyen. Until the eighth day. V'afil and rabbim b'nei bayis. Even though you have 6, 7 people in the house. Lo yad liko yaita. Only one person should light. That's a shita sa mechava. Only one person lights. Zok the Mishnah Bura. In Sif Katan Ches. Why should lo yad liko yaita. No one else should light. The Hakol Migvah Meitzah Baal Bayis. Everyone is Nigra Yifta the Baal Bayis. The Afil Abanam Agdailam, Misharsav. Even if he has older children, over Bar Mitzvah, 20 years old, doesn't make a difference. Misharsav Kim Shein Semech Al Shechana, as long as there's Semech Al Shechana, the Kviyaz, Hei Mechav Nei Beisai. It's called Nei Beisai. So maybe no one else lights, only Baal Bayis lights, and that's it. That's a Shita of the Mechava. And the reason why other Shabbat Bayis should not light, so the Bialoha being down in the Ramaskaloi, because when you look at the second night, you light 2 candles, you see two candles, the thing is only light 1 candle. And the reason why it's 2 candles, because they think there are 2 people lighting over there. That's the only person one light, so we know tonight is the second night. And if there's 3 candles there, it's not 3 people lighting, so when one person lights the third night. This shot was the Mishnah Bechaba, which the Mishbura explained. Zemes to the Taisus and Shabbos, Chafal from Beit Yamaskal Mahajan. Because if more than one light, there's no Hekera, and Yom Shei, there are Moisev and Erev. They'll say right now, it's the 2 people in the house. That's the Mechaba Paskins, like Shitas Taisus. Only the Baal Bayis lights. And I think the Tzvadim Atakanoyah, no? Tzvadim only Baal Bayis lights. Okay. However, Dramo argues. And the Mechaba, Amor says, V'yesh Oymim, the Chol Echem, the Abayis Yadlik. Every member of the family lights. V'chein HaMinik Pashit. Every member, we're not given all G'daylim, all Ketanim, there's even a Shaila, if Bill should light. Some people are knowing, Bill's Dafka should light. Some are knowing, Bill's Dafka should light. Different Minik, each family is different. But Lamaisa, the wife doesn't light because Ishti Kagufay. However, if she wants to light, the Mishnah Berurah says that she wants to mechayev herself to light, she's allowed to. So, like any mitzvah says, Gama Noshe Kim Mechayev, because Afei Moi Beis Anes. But however, Jamal argues on the Mechava and says, everyone, every family lights. And he says, Echein HaMinik Poshet. And he quotes this B'Shem Rambam. And he's mitzvah in the print, he says, B'Shem Rambam, that's usually, I don't think the Ramo put it in, but Bergoyle and other people put in where the Makar Ramo is. So, and the Ramah is Isif. These are all Litan, Kalach, Lech, and Eretz, and Makam Yuchat. But when each person in the family lights, They shouldn't put one behind another. They should put a little bit far apart from each other. So be heka, hemei neris, each person's lighting. So be alocha over there, and the Ramaskim Yisrael brings down the gra, b'shem dake Moshe, that this is just Yotel Shitas Tisis. Because what's Shitas Tisis? You light the second night, you only meet two people, it's only the first night, and only two people are lighting. He says, no, if you put a pot in each other, there must be other people. So maybe you avoid Tisis, Shitas Tisis problem. Because now the Hekka that the Balai is in light. However, Tisis doesn't say that. The Chalaifim, you should do it because they didn't know how to say so. Ask the Goyim Masechta. I tell you, the Kadmai. The Paiskim quote out, they quote this Goyim Masechta, in Simon Rav. And also, Beis HaLevi, Mechav is the same Kasha. The Beis HaLevi is in Chumash, then the Pasha Zikos, he has a whole Kutcha on Hanukkah. And my print of Beis HaLevi, I'll tell you, it's in page Pei Gimel. This is a whole Arichas there, so you won't be able to find him. Page Pei Gimel. He asked the Chaya, the Shita Amor is like no one. It's like anyone. Like Taisus and Shabbos, there he says only that only one person likes, only by Bais likes no one else. Because it should be a Hekka that each day Maisif, that Shita Taisus. It's not Taisus, it's not the Mechava Shita. He's saying the opposite of Mechava Shita, that everyone should like. And the Rambam, they say the Ramah is the Rambam, and also not the Rambam. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dal Halach Aleph. He says, this is Lashon. Kama Neres Humadik, the Chanukah. Hemne Kim Zirayan Chanukah. Mitzvah says, she had called by Madik Nerecha. Every household should light one there. Ben Shoyan Shebayis Ruben, Ben Shalayi Ela Adam Echa. Does it make a difference? There are many family members. And on one person in the household, you light Ner Echad. The Mahadah is a mitzvah. Someone wants the Mahadah. Mitzvah, Madlik, Neris, Communion, Anshe, Bais, Ner Korechad, Echad, Ner Noshim, Noshim. If he wants to have the mitzvah, if he has six people, he lights six Neris at the first night. His second night, he lights 12 Neris. He has the eighth night, he lights 48 candles. For each person, he lights a candle. But only by Bais lights. Dr. Rambam. And the Chava, the Mahadi Yaisim is there, Yaisim Mitzim and Amufcha, and so is Mahadi more in this. He goes Mitzim and Amufcha, Madig Nel Kalecha Balaila Rishon, Maisim Vahedach, the Chalaila Nerechot. So he cried, each day he nights the lives in there. So come down to Shittas of Amiz, only the Baal Bais lights. Just a question, not the Chava takes the Shittas, only Baal Bais lights for himself, and he's Maisim all his Nebeit side. Here, if you want the Mahada, you like the Baal Bais lights for every family member. And for each one, he likes the Meir for him. Each one. But the only Baal Bais lights, he likes all the Nebeisai. But the Nebeisai don't light at all. And then he learns that shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Madlik Ner L'Cholech V'Echad. It's not finished that each one lights their own don Chanukalech. And he's Madlik, the Ner Echad, the one who lights, he lights the other people also. And everyone's yaitzah with it, it's all one hadlaka. So ask the guy in the sector, and the Beis HaLevi, so who's the Ramah? Who's the Ramah going like? There's no Shita Rishon like the Ramah. Ramah says today. So today, we're all lighting candles for toys. And he asks even further. He says even further. The Ramah says, going Shita to Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say to Ramah. The Rambam says that only one person lights for all the Beisai. If you want to be Mahada. And also he tied as the guy in the sector. I don't have to say the guy in the sector. He's only quoted. So he says, according to what the Ramah writes, you're almost 10 brachas vatalis. You're yanked with the Baal Bais already. So everyone who lights a candle, they're saying a bracha vatala. They shouldn't be lighting. If I can't, now you know what the Ramah says. That's what the guy in the sector is. The Beis HaLevi gives a teretz. Beis HaLevi gives a teretz on this. He says, Tzarech Laima. He says it's a daichik. But he says, you have to say pshat. Dr. Beis HaLevi, Jama holds that Jama only wrote all his words in Zmanu Yishenim, when they used to light outside. And the Shiur, when you have lit, you have to light by the doorway. Pesach HaBayis. Samach HaPesach. So if you had to write Samach HaPesach, each person couldn't light them, because there's not enough room there. So Meila Rambam, and what we salada like Taisus, and according to the Rambam, the Baal Bayis lights for everybody, but by some chadelas. But if everyone was right, if you had say six family members, and you said right, there was not enough for halacha besa. So that's why the Rambam held that you should only one person should light. But today, we light inside the house, and we live in chutzot. We light inside the house. It sounds better that each one should light. Merakim yuchad. So it shouldn't be all mixed together. To light to and like kedim to be light to sheet the tesis, and also those who light like the Rambam. He doesn't mean the raya. He says you must say. But we say you can't say it anyway. That's what Beis Halevi says.
How's the difference if one person
what
lights the
Huh? What?
How's the difference one person lighting up? According to the Rambam, what he's saying, shot the Rambam, what's the difference one person or six? It's all going to be a whole mixture of candles, and I can know what day it is.
No, you put them in different places. You don't light next to each other.
Then everybody can do that.
But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam said in the Shailah Shabbat HaTorah. So he says the Kiddush Bodo. He says the Rambam, he says, that more was only talking this mana kadmainim. Whenever we lived outside, we lived in Eretz Yisrael, so mainly you could light outside. Today in Chutzlot, we light Pesach HaBayis. And we light inside the house, by the chaloyim, by the window. So mainly, everyone should light them.
Which appearance if people don't know what day it is? That's assuming this is on the day?
I guess so. That's what we must learn. All right.
So did I know what the sheep of
We got it. I just started this year.
Okay.
Well, we'll get it. L'chaya, what the Beis Halevi says is tomorrow night. Because it comes out of the big Kiddush. To say the Amor is only talking, it wasn't talking as Maneno. The Amor says in Siv Zion, if you look later on, Amor in Siv Zion, the Amor says, all of us like the Smim. This is Lashon Amor. In Siv Zion, later on, Tofesh, I now of Siv Zion, he says like this. He says, Mio bismanazer, Chalonu madlikim bifnim, in hekab nashus rabim, in lochesh, kokach, in name madlikim betevach son of Pesach. You know what I'm saying with Tevach son of Pesach? So Amor, even Siv Beis, he writes to light that everyone should light. Here he says clearly, bismanano, bismanazer, should light inside the house. So how could the Beis Halevi said that Amor is talking in what it calls talking in when you see light outside? Here he says before he's talking about this maneno. He says the miyab zvanzet kolonam and zvikim afdem and hekalish esrav and lachash kolkar. He doesn't say chilek and zvikim tes on chapes. He doesn't say chilek. What the Beis Halevi says? So you see, Claude Amor held the minig is to light inside the house and everyone should light. So how could Amor say that? So how could the Beis Halevi say that Amor is talking only early in this man when they used to light outside? Amor is clearly not like that. Talking, I don't know. The Biskarov in on the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Daled Halach Aleph, says to Mitarek that Amor should be chalek on the Rambam. He says, Emes the Rambam holds that a Baal Bayis is madrig chod mei bayis, like we mentioned the Rambam before, that the Baal Bayis lights for everybody. It's not because the Rambam holds the mitzvah and the chanukah is only on the Baal Bayis. He holds the ikadin all the bayis that yotze with the halakas Baal Bayis. So, it's not shaykh to mahada. Each one should light themselves. He holds there's no hiddin. Each one should light themselves. Why? Because the Rambam is Shitosai in Hilchos Mila. The Rambam says, by Tzitzis Shem Akvim, it's a Mila. He holds, after you finish doing the bris, and you finish the bris, you don't go back into a hidden mitzvah afterwards. Why? Because the dinner is a Kedron Veil, is only when still a Hemshech of the mitzvah. But there's no more mitzvah anymore to go back anymore. It's not Shech anymore to hit the mitzvah. However, Amor, in Yodea, in Hilchos Mila, Rei Samadal, Sif Hei, says there's a hidden mitzvah to go back on Tzitzis Shem Akvim, to cut the Tzitzis Shem Akvim, even though there's no mitzvah anymore. So says the Biskarov, he says, over there in the Kedusha is later on the Rambam, he says, who are din Ner Chanukah? The Shita to Rambam is that it's all one Hadoka, L'chol Echad Echad, and it's all Inyan of hidden mitzvah. So the Rambam holds the only Baal Bayis is Shaykh the Mitzvah, since he's Shaykh got the Etzah Mitzvah itself. However, Shavnei Bayis, since it's only hidden Mitzvah itself, is not Shaykh to Etzah Mitzvah. So Meir is no Inyan Veil. However, Amor holds the Shitasai, the Hidden Mitzvah is without the Mitzvah itself. The Chenomais is no Nafkimina, the Baal Bayis is Madlik, the Chobnei Beisai. Or a person life wants to collide himself, wants to do it, wants to yet to Amor, to yet himself. So he learns that the Shitasa, the person wants it, and it's not Sira Bracha Batala, you're allowed to do it. That's how the Bistov learns. So maybe if someone wants to yet to Amor, if that's not Mamshah Mashita, you're allowed to do it. However, the Kasha the Eska and the Bistov, one of Kasha the Eska and the Bistov is that Shabnei Beisai, the Shasa, the might himself, the mevorachim on the hidden mitzvah. You don't find that you make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah itself without kind of mitzvah. Where do you find such a thing? That's one kasha yes kind of biskurov. So how could everyone like according to the Rambam Shita? Another kasha they ask, the chaya, there's an eitzah poshet to be eitzah also the Rambam. Because everyone of the Beisa should have a mind not to be eitzah the Baal Bayis. So may have their own chiv then. Make that in. The Maisa, the Bisklav, also Shtikl Shre, and to say Shatra Amor meant is very hard to say that. I saw a very glatt teretz from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tofrei Shain Aleph, between, he has number Sifra on this, Sifkatan Tezvav, and in Sifkatan Yitches, he says a teretz, which seems to me a Pasha teretz, and Tziyashim all the Kashas. He says, there's no machlokes between Rambam and Amor. The Vadai, Baal Bayis, can be made to Obnei Beisai. The Vadai, Pasha, the Kuliyama, you're allowed to, each person collect themselves. And it's not Megarei at all. And Emes, Nechaneke, Ikes, for Kolecha, shall light for themselves. Just Rabbanu and Meiko, Baal Bayis can also light the Shukulam. Not no one can light themselves. Everyone can light themselves. So if someone doesn't want to light or can't afford it, whatever it is, too expensive and so on, so Abayis ki yetzich hob mei beisai. And then he quotes a Rashi. And it's a first like this in Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos, in Chafalaf and Beis, Rashi says, Ramaska Mahadin, Ramahadin, he says, Mahadin acha mitzah oisim nerecha b'cholayla l'cholecha v'echem nerebayis. Everyone lights. So he says, Mephorish from Rashi, that everyone could light. And that's also Mahajan also. But Chazal didn't put a chayv on each person, to light. He calls to be yaitai day Baal Bayis. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And with this, he answers the shtaka kasha from Rei Yeshua. Rei Yeshua asks the kasha in Shabbos Chafal and Beis. He says, yes, he doesn't say Rashi, it takes in Rambam, but he's going to take to the kasha and Rambam both. He asks the kasha. Why is the mitzvah Chanukah different? There are the mitzvahs of Chol HaTorah Kula, which is the Chayvus HaGuf. When it's the Chayvus HaGuf, everyone's a chiyuv to light. Mitzvah by Yaisim and Shluchai. And here we say that Chanukah only by Bais light. Say by the Tzachin. He has no teretz on this. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Adarabah. Even according to Rambam, Yilam Ha light yourself also. Just you want to be Yaisim by Bais. But Mika Din. You can light, the Rambam is not being fuke everybody else. The Rambam is saying that one person can be Yaitza, all his members of the family, but if he wants to light himself, he's a lot of Mitzvah by Yaitza Mishluchai. I'm not talking about.
I'm
saying it's by Kiddush. That's Rav Ram That's a different locha. Rav Ram That's a different locha.
What's he saying when the Baal Bayis tells him it's not
how Kiddush is,
that the Yaitza, what? What's the
Yaitza exactly? He could be Yaitza, Mitam, I could be Yaitza, all. I can Yaitza everybody. But I don't have to. I could do it if I...
The opinion of Hidr is that more people do it. So he drinks to the Hidr by doing it himself. That's not Hidr. If it's Leah, maybe, but it's the whole opinion of Hidr is more people. So
yeah.
I said, I'll do for you. It's not for everybody. It's always Hidr.
You have to say like the Aruch HaShulchan. Because everyone likes all generations. Everyone lit. Even when they're poor, they're lit. You have... It's Mustava Miyad.
The
Aruch HaShulchan is a metaphor for every Ramayim? Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's Ramah. There's some shot. What's shot in Ramah?
The Rambam.
The Ramah says, quote the Rambam. But the Ramah says the opposite of what the Rambam says. So what does the Ramah must mean?
It can't be
So according to Halacha Shulchan, that must mean that Rama was cutting that together. That's what he's saying, which makes a lot of sense, because they're not, it makes Rama like he's quoting a Rambam, and Rambam says that's what he says. The point is not quoting the opposite. He's Nicha also Rama. If one might say, one might say he could. It's like all my basic. But also, you know, if they want to like themselves, like themselves. Okay. Minyan Inyan, but hit the mitzvah, there's a shayla in Paiskim when someone lit Chanukah licht. He lit Chanukah licht and it's burning. And all of a sudden, it goes out. Cover. Is the Inyan to relight the candle or not? Kafsa zakalaya egzakos. If it goes out, do you have to relight the candle or not? So it's machlokes in the Gemara, and we pass him kafsa ein zakala. The Mechaber says in Tofresh ein gimel sivdeis hadlokai to mitzvah. When I light, that's the mitzvah. Lefikach and kafsa kaidush avas mana ein zakala. So no matter if it goes out before avas mana, you don't have to put it back on ein zakala. In fact, there's a lot of halachas that gave that. This shall I get me off from my dimension here. Sometimes people have to run to airports. They have to light at home. Or have to go to a chasna, whatever it is. Do they have to stay around half hour? Let it burn to half hour? They have to stay there or not? Then it's not. Because since kafsa is akulah, the hadlaka is a mitzvah, as soon as you light, you can leave the house. You have a chuk to stay around. You can leave right away. That's a foolish thing. No place to speak out like that. So, Api Kabbalah, some hold you should watch, look at the neighbors and so on. That's Api Kabbalah. But Api Halacha, you light, you leave right away, there's no problem. You let Chil
Mutter. Can you put it out?
You can't put it out. You can't put it out.
Yeah. Well, after
half hour, you can. Half after Tzitzchavim, you put it. Yeah, after Tzitzchavim. In a shul, if you wait to half after Tzitzchavim, they're afraid of a fire. So by a shul, it's a different Halacha. Because that's a different reason. It's a different bin basic Knesset. I don't go into now.
Are you afraid of fire at home?
Huh?
I'm afraid of fire at home.
So stay around and watch it. Okay?
Through the
airport. Right. So anyway, what?
Through the airport.
So you get someone else, you gotta go. But the other members of the house are still home. You can't put it out. And the shul, we shul why shul is different, because the shul is the archim, the other reason said why you light. We light because we have the mitzvah. The shul is the aptus in nissa. Once no one knows the shul anymore, there's no pasum in nissa anymore. That's the reason why I say you don't have to half out. It's machoik in the paiskim. It's a shmuz by itself. Maybe next we'll talk about it. All right. So anyway, so halach is we paskim that even fourth mana goes out ain't zopik law. And the bialacha right over there in Tofresh and Gimel in Sivdei says like this: if let's say kasta before you lit all the candles, and let's say it's the sixth day, and it goes out according to Cheshvan Yomim. Then Sid Hajim and Hajim, you have to relight it again. If it went out before you finished lighting all the candles. And secondly, he says, that we say ain't Zakagla, that means even all go out. Let's say it's the sixth day, and for some reason all the candles went out. You don't have because Pasum this is on Bishas Adloka. And the Machabah says further, I feel a Kasab Ev Shabbos. Even if it went out on Ev Shabbos, Kredim Kabbal Shabbos. Shadayim Bajayim and Zakakla. Even have Shabbos, which usually like loaded earlier than the rest of the week. Yeah, then if it goes out and still Bajayim is still light outside, and it's Zakakla. Because in Ev Shabbos, you hold, you can light Chanukah lich even from Plaga Mincha before Shkia. On Chanukah lich all week, we're makba to light Plaga Mincha before Tzeisa Kachavim. But on Ev Shabbos, a special halacha of, in Ev Shabbos, the special takana, like a Moshe writes in Shuva, then you figure Plaga Mikra from before Shkia. So even Kotzer Shabbos on Shabbos, Shadayin Hu Magyayim, ain't a Zakot, as Mechavah says. And Mechavah says further, V'cheinim La'acha Shedlika, Baal Tzakna, let's say lit up, and he's fixing it, he's trying to, she wants to get a better, the flame should be a stronger flame. The Kiva said B'shaygeg, and by mistake, he put out the flame, b'chal, ain't a zakakla. If it took a good hold, he just wants to burn better and it goes out, he's not mechuv to light up. However, the Amor says, v'mreitza, l'achmeh al'atzmai, if he wants to be machmeh on himself, l'achmeh al'atzmai, if he wants to be machmeh on himself, Olasa ladlika ein lavachala. You don't make a bracha, get a bracha. If you want to do it, you keep your machla and relight it. Zot to Arzaroah. The Arzaroah is in the Chatzchanaka and Simen Shinchal Beis. And also the Tshuva Mashal and Simen Pehei. They're right. Even though we're Paskin, Kosta ain't Zakagla, still there's a hidden mitzvah to relight it in the Chanaka that went out. And same thing with Dayik, the Pimigodim, and Tarfish, Ayin Gimel, and Mishbezah, Sifkat and Yud, he brings life from Lashon Hara. The Amor says, it says, there's no Lashon Hara, we said before, so the Pimigodim died from Amor, that still, even though Medina ain't Zakagla, there still is a hidden mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. The Mishnebura, in the Sifkat and Chavzayin, Mizan Achrayim Kosov, Devar LaAchmer, Lazar Adlika, Becholinyan. You should be Machmer and light again. Refrat and Nichol Be'er Shabbos, Kohen Kabbal Shabbos, especially if it went out of Shabbos before Kabbal Shabbos. And Mashal is Maitif, you should be Machmer if it goes out, because it's like Gorm and Mahadim. We'll soon explain that, what the Mashal means. Okay, so we see Klaw from there's a rule from the Mashal. Notice that's how Pimagon's the dike from the Amor. There's a hidden mitzvah, a person to relight again. Even though you don't have to Medina, but I'll say the mitzvah, a person should light again. It's the Pimagodim. Pimagodim in Tafesh, Ayin Gimel, Mishpah, Zor, Sifkon Aleph. Near the end, he says, the Chayra, it's vices from the Gemara. There's not even a mitzvah to go back and relight it. Why? What's his raya? He says the Gemara in Shabbos there Chafal Beis Yisakasha. According to Maniyama, Kosa ain't Zakagla. He has a kasha. I said the Gemara has a kasha. The brayta brings down brayta. Mitzvasa Mishatishma Chama Achaticha Regem Nashuk. The mitzvah starts from lighting candles. Chanukah is from Shkia until Ticha Regem Nashuk. So you see from there, the Gemara is that Zakagla, that since you have to let burn it from Shkia until the Tikkun Shuk, so if it goes out, you have to light again. So how could the Gemara, how could the Man Yama say, Kosek and Zakagla, the Chayz of Fusha Breiter, that has to burn from Shkia till after Tikkun Regem Shuk, whatever that is? They say over, the Bel Salvechik, or it was Biskarov, one or two, they used to, their house is near a movie theater. Today it's a Beit Yankov today. But it used to be in those times there was a movie theater. So you used to find out when is the last movie end. So he was told that those times the movie ended at 12 Chatzai Fila. So he had to put enough oil into the, to burn, because the Pasumin Issa, they're also Yidden. Not fully Yidden or whoever they are, but they're Yidden. So the Pesul and Issa, so Yidatka put enough Shemin in there to burn until Asher Tichon Regem Hashuk, because he lived right near, next door to a movie theater. So, what? He held the Mikah Adin, I don't hear the mitzvah, the Mikah Adin he held like that. Because that's the Tichon Regem Hashuk. Well, I have a neighbor named by the Machav Wiswissa. When I wake up in the morning, his night is still burning. Huh? Oh, from less, not less Hanukkah.
He knows you're learning the whole night.
Anyway, okay, so some people have very mad. Okay, so anyway. So anyway, one second, let me finish. Huh? All right, anyway. So Pimagadim, the Pimagadim, and here's the Kasha. So he says, so the Gemara is the Kasha, the Chayasha Tikha Regem Nashuk. So he sees Zakagla. So he answers, the Gemara answers two Tuotim. The Gemara says, Diloy Edmak Bismana, if it doesn't light Bismana, Dan Yochel Hadlik. That if it doesn't, if you don't light it Bismana, what the Gemara means, that if I didn't light it by Shkia, I still can kind of mitzvah to Regem Nashuk. And he shouldn't say, oh, Bismana. But it is mine to Regem Hashuk. So I don't light in the beginning, I continue lighting it. But if it goes out, I don't have to relight it. That's one Teretz Gemara. The second Teretz Gemara is Lishiura. So Rashi speaks out that there should be not, you have to put no shemen to burn that shear. But let's say that some reason it goes out, ain't zakatla. So Chaya asked the Pimagadim if there was a hidden mitzvah to light again, the Gemara should answer Poshit. So Kavanah to the Braisa is that that hidden mitzvah should relight it if it goes out. And since the Gemara didn't give that as a teret, Masha is no mitzvah to relight it. There's not even a hidden mitzvah to relight it. That's what people got to make the shtak araya, that if it goes out, a zakhlag, there's no Indian to relight it. Some achren I saw talk about this. They answered the kasha people got them. That's kufa teretz of Gemara, lishiura. That you need a shir shema, and if it goes out, you don't have to light it again, but still there's a hidden mitzvah. Kufa means that there should be a hidden mitzvah to light it. All right, it's a shay ha'ilim shat in Gemara. The kasha there is, the foshim is, where is the Ur Zeruah? And the Mashal says there's a hidden mitzvah to relight it. Where they get the same thing as a mitzvah to relight it? And secondly, we mentioned before, the Mashal says that it says in his words, Legorim and Mahajan. What does he mean by, what's the dimming to Mahajan? Mahajan is Yimah ben Neris, calling them out the days. And Kenegad Anshe Bayez. Has no shaykhis if it burns out. So you have to say Pshat Mashal is Tanya was that since Mahajim you might have Oid Neiris even if it go, even you already ate the first Neir still then you see might have Neiris because you ate even though you already ate the Mitzvah. So you have to say that they hit the Mitzvah that Lok Neiris even if you already kind of eat Mitzvah. So what then if it goes out? When it goes out the Neir Chanukah is hit the Mitzvah to relight it also. The Chaya according to what we said from the Biskra before by Hidda Hongim Hidda Mitzvah, there's a Machlaika Sapaiskim. If by Hidda Mitzvah, Machlaika is by Hidda Mitzvah, if you finish the Mitzvah, there's still in your Mitzvah. We mentioned to Machlaika Rambam and Ramah. So Chari could say that that's Machlaika Sapimim Gadim, and there's a Ruah Mashal Mishnebura. According to Pimim Gadim, once I lit, Hadlaka is a Mitzvah. So I was signing the mechanic, I was signing the mitzvah. So maybe I was signing the mitzvah already. There's no need to relight it again. People got no relight again because already it went out of us. You had to the mitzvah. But according to the Zeruah Mashal, Mishnebura, they passed it like the Amor. There's still the Inyam hidden mitzvah. To relight again, if it goes out, there's Inyam hidden mitzvah to light up, even though it's not the mitzvah anymore. I'll say the mitzvah, there's Inyam to relight it again. Anyone, Akasha? You did the mitzvah already. The question is, a hetzik. To do a mitzvah without the mitzvah at all, then you have a good kasha. Yeah. But I did the mitzvah. I already did the mitzvah. Now, a few minutes later, I want to do the mitzvah, then I could do it then.
The mitzvah was fulfilled.
Feel right, yeah. The only time not, when there's no, you didn't even do the mitzvah, then there's no in your hidden mitzvah. But if I did the mitzvah, and now I want to do a hidden mitzvah, even though there's a hetzik, it's my chaykes apayskim, chaykes rama ramah. And that could be that's machlokes between Mashal or Zeruah and the Pima Gadim. We'll stop here.